Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Live, open mic. And we welcome everybody, wherever you may be listening, day or night, afternoon or evening. We go all over the world, so there's all different time zones that we're reaching. Some people may be listening to us now in Hawaii. It'll be, 8 hours? I forget if it's back or forward. All right. I think it's 8 hours later. But all right. Wherever you may be, open mic. And we apologize. We don't have an 800 number. We'd love to get calls from all over the world. But we are not set up for that yet. But keep on helping us, and we'll get set up for that. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And we'll hopefully open up the lines in a little bit. So let's see. The stock market. I don't usually talk about the stock market, but the stock market has been going crazy. Up and down, you know. It dropped, 400 points, then it recovered a little bit. You never know what the stock market's going to do. But I'll say one thing. I listened to the CNBC News, and there's a guy on there named Cramer, you know. And Mr. Cramer, if you're hearing me or anybody knowing you hearing me, or you can pick up on this, why don't you do a piece on how disabled people should be able to keep their money, their disability, no matter what? Because that's really horrible that we have to watch every little penny, you know, that you go over a certain amount, they're going to penalize you and take your money. It shouldn't be, you know. Somebody told me some investment firm now that for the regular person, you know, you can invest $50 or $100, $25, whatever it is. Now, the thing is, people on SSI who are disabled, they put some money into that. Right away, the government is going to, you know, if they make any money, the government's going to cut them off. Shouldn't be. That should not be. If the person's disabled, that money belongs to them for as long as they're disabled. And I'll tell you why we say that. Because we have to struggle and fight and argue for accessibility when it should be there for us. And the government should have put it there and made sure it was there. And now the agencies should make sure that it's there. They don't. So we deserve the same opportunities that other people have. All right. We all pay taxes. Part of that tax money is supposed to go to protect us. It doesn't. There's no enforcement. So anyway, open mic around the world. And, I heard on the news just before I went on the air, some company appointed a committee to find variables of the virus. You know, so what's that going to do? You know, it's going to create more drugs and more vaccine. And, you know, people don't realize it, but when a person takes drugs and vaccine like that, your body has to throw it off. the waste product. And that waste goes into the system. Just picture the million, now it's trillion, maybe trillions of people excreting that waste into the system. Now that pollutes the world. It really does. So that's why they should come up, develop a vaccine that's organic. You know, that it goes out into the waste, into the system. It doesn't pollute. See, very important. Many of these companies have been doing this for years and years and years, and that's why you have all these problems with the water and the earth and my landlord, where I live, just had some poison sprayed on the grass to kill weeds. I mean, that is so ridiculous. The weeds are there for a purpose. You know, they serve a purpose. They help us. So you have all these companies and these chemical people who are licensed to do this, and they're polluting the earth. And instead of getting worse, instead of getting better, it's getting worse. Look at what happened. Look at this virus. Now, how do they know that this virus didn't come from all the drugs that were given people and the waste that those people excreted, and the waste went down into the water and as an organism and created a virus? I mean, there's viruses all over the place. You can't stop viruses. You would need a perfect world, and they're not going to get that, not in this world. So the best way to protect yourself is the way that God put in the human body, the immune system, the gland, the lymphatic system, the blood. That's your best protection against any disease. That doesn't mean you're not going to get sick and die. Everybody's going to die in this world. But it means you're going to be able to live as long as is possible without polluting yourself and without polluting others. That's so important. Think of all these people that the vaccine, you know. A lot of people believe that they're very selfish because they're taking something that pollutes themselves and pollutes the earth because they got to get rid of it. Now remember, so the medical profession should be obligated to make sure that vaccine is not toxic and is developed in an organic way. And there are many, many doctors and scientists who could help with that, but they haven't been contracted to do so. They keep going back to these drug companies. Somebody said to me today, well, that one company, I don't want to mention their name, isn't that the one who developed the baby powder that caused cancer for people? Those are the companies they go to give you a vaccine. Who would trust them? Not me. Anyway, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Keto Rescue. This is open mic. Big East, the Keto Rescue. A little bear. Roar. My dog had to work a real obstacle today, I tell you. I was walking. There's a car, an auto repair place, not far from where I live. And somebody had a door open on the sidewalk side. You know, the sidewalks are very narrow over there. I said, a person in a wheelchair never would have got through there. They had the door open, and my dog identified it. She took me up to it, and I was able to, you know, figure out a little bit that it was a very narrow thing. And I kept telling her the command, you know, hop, hop, that means get closer and work it. Work, you know, that she knows that's what it means. I keep telling her, hop, that means I'm not quite in the position where I can pass it. And she's doing this, and very alertly, very brilliant, and gets me around that door, the narrow. Now, she knew. The dogs have they have radar in their whiskers. She knew, passed through that door that was sticking out like that. She knew it. Otherwise, she never would have let me go. She wouldn't have moved. So there you have the brilliance of the Akita and the moron to say that an Akita can't be a guide dog. All right, Inner Sight Big East, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So, check it out. Oh, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Foster, Avante, Oquindo, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. We honor them. Those are the four youngsters that have passed. And all the others that we honor. Take care of them. Watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, that's the Inner Sight saying. Let's see. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Call Mr. Kennedy, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186, New York, Islip, at Long Island. So give Mr. Kennedy a call, good friend of Inner Sight. And some of our other friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Turo Law Center, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, all with a .com, Sunset Restaurant in Islip. They got the location down by the beach. They should be opening soon. Islip Cleaners, a friend of Inner Sight. We thank them. My good friend Olga Murray, another friend. And we're planning a benefit to honor a great, great lady, Pamela Raymond, who is a former soap opera star. So keep you posted on that. We're hoping the town is going to open up the beaches soon so we can get our vacation in there. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is the phone number. That's our phone number. And let's see, what else we got? We got to hold off on the Able News. Get our co-host in here. Yeah, open mic around the world. You need a civil rights lawyer, James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions. All right. And let's see, what else? Whom? Is it whom or who? Who did I leave out? Well, you know the old joke. Guy keeps saying, who? He said, what are you trying to imitate, an owl? Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic. Oh, don't forget, we're on television tomorrow night. 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. That's 11 tomorrow night. And Thursday, 7:30 on Altice. That's the Long Island cable. They used to call it Long Island cable. Now it's Altice. You can see it anywhere on Long Island. 7:30, Channel 20. Channel 20, Thursday night, 7:30. We still got the reruns up there, so we're working on getting the show back, and we're also working on a YouTube that we hope to be producing soon. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and the program where you can sound off about anything you want. You know, you got to keep it clean, none of that wild, crazy stuff, you know. And if you want to call in, you can certainly remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name or reveal your identity. All right. So all the phone numbers that come in, we never give out a phone number without asking somebody. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, and what was it? What Mr. Biden? Somebody gave me a note, but I don't know what to do with it. I probably put it in my brain, you know. About Mr. Biden forgiving people who owe money. You know, students and all that, loans, and I don't know what exactly that would cover if the law passes. Now, there's a big disagreement on the infrastructure fixing up that President Biden wants to do. According to the news, the Republicans and the Democrats are far apart on the infrastructure. Well, that doesn't help us who are disabled. You see, they're far apart. It makes everybody nervous and dangerous for everybody. But if you're disabled, it's worse because we don't even have the basics. You know, we can't read the signs. We can't read most of the traffic signals. They give you a hard time putting them up. So while it's bad enough for those who have all this stuff, it's worse for us. People don't usually think like that, see? That's one of the reasons why we're in this situation. They don't think in terms of the disabled like that. We're trying to get them to think that way and wake up and, enforcement is a very, very important thing. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. I don't know what happened to our engineer. She's around someplace. / co-host, but we want to open up the phones as soon as we get her in here to man the phones, and hopefully in the next few weeks we're working on something where yours truly will be able to man the phones. We'll see how that goes. All right, open mic around the world, and you know there's a great need for money to lobby to change the way things are done for the disabled. We need a company or a corporation that would see that and donate the money to Inner Sight so we can hire a lobby at the same time, you know, maybe use part of that money to help people. But it's very important that we get a lobby in Washington. The agencies haven't done it. You know, somebody said that the Eastern Paralyzed Veterans had a lobby a while back, but it didn't really do anything to protect us or to give people in wheelchairs accessibility. You know, because there's no enforcement. It didn't bring about enforcement, and it didn't bring about money to back up that enforcement. So we're still in the same situation, maybe even worse. Tomorrow night's program is how the politicians allow the agencies to abuse us. It's so true. Because they don't, and we're going to give examples of that. They don't step up and change the system. Oh, they'll say, you know, oh, we like that idea. It's a beautiful idea. You know, and then they put in the butt. We can't get involved in that. See? It always comes down to that. That's how it happened. Now, Thursday's show, is entitled No Justice for the Disabled, and we'll explain about that because it's so true. When you have a law and you have no enforcement, there is no justice. We'll give you examples. We have a lot of examples. All right. Happens every day. All right. Inner Sight, if you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650. We don't have the phones open yet. It's supposed to be open mic. But we don't have the phones available as yet. We hope to have them shortly on Inner Sight Live around the world. And we're on every night, 8 to 9, on Blog Talk Radio. Some of the things that are coming up, of course, we'll be doing a Memorial Day show. And that'll be a couple of weeks. Then on July 3rd, we have the privilege of honoring a sailor who served during the Korean War, and he's the dad of one of our listeners and co-host on my television show, Regina, Joe Esposito, and we'll be honoring him in a memorial at the Esposito home on Long Island. So we're going to do a program on that. We'll have people, Joe's relatives, speak, and one of his daughters will give the eulogy, and we're going to honor Joe. And we need someone from the military. If there's anybody out there from the military, preferably the Navy, but it could be any branch, someone who knows how to fold a flag, you know, for the honor of the deceased. Fold the flag, and they would give it to the oldest daughter, who would be Regina. So anybody out there who would like to participate in that, please let us know. Call Inner Sight. And then we'll pass it on to the family. 631-224-3900. 3090, or you can send an email without an attachment, innersight@pmpmail.com. We need someone who knows how to fold a flag military style in honor of a deceased member of the military, and in this case, Joe Esposito, the sailor who served our country and helped to protect us.
Yeah.
So anybody out there, we greatly appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And if you want to call in, take note of the number, 213-816-1650. Chat about anything you want.
To call us, actually.
All right, we have a phone call on Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Oh,
welcome.
Pardon me. Wait a minute. Sorry. Well, go back to what you were doing a second before that, because it's not. Oh, yes, we do. Here we go.
Hello.
Hell, I just
wanted
to mention you were talking earlier about the that there's no program for the disabled. Have you ever heard of it called the New York Able, where you can make as much money as you want? And
yeah, I heard of it. I have one.
It will not affect you 1 ounce.
Wait, what's this called? The New York what?
Able Now account. Yeah.
Wait a minute, let Danny talk. What, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the New York Able.
New York Able?
Yeah.
It's called what? Frank. I'm sorry. I'll give it to
what
you.
What is that? New York.
It's like a savings account that
no,
the Bible. Yeah, go ahead. You could explain it.
It's not a savings account. If you just pull it up on the internet, it'll tell you that you can make up to, I think, $10,000. And then they
won't. Oh, yeah, but you're still limited. You go over a certain amount, they're going to take your money away.
So they don't take your money away.
That's what you
don't. Yeah.
That's what you don't tell them. That's what you
don't.
You don't tell them.
Oh, yeah, you can do it that way. You know, you're taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree, you shouldn't tell them. It's none of their damn business, you know. But, you know, they will cut your check if they find out that you're making any money. You know, you reach a certain point, and they're going to cut your check.
Yeah,
we want a law passed that nobody can take any money from a disabled person, no matter what they make, the disability money, that is. That disability money should be ours for as long as we're disabled. That's what we want. And you can make whatever you want. You agree?
I just thought I would chime in, and I don't know if that helped at all, but...
Well, you got to pass a law. You got to lobby. You got to make an issue out of it. You know.
Yeah.
If we had the money, we could do that.
Oh, and I have an issue.
Yeah.
Guess what? I'm in a rental chair, right?
Mm.
Guess what? I get out of the rental chair last night. I end up falling on the floor because of turned me into a chest. Dresser drawer. Chest.
You fell on the floor? Where did this happen? In your house?
Yeah, because the permobile that I'm renting malfunctioned.
Oh, boy.
You're renting a wheelchair? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not...
Malfunctioned.
It malfunctioned,
so
and you fell out of it.
Yeah, you did.
So,
wow.
I called the company today, right, to let them know that it malfunctioned.
Mm-hmm.
And all they tell me is, oh, we'll try to get your chair back faster.
What do they charge you for that?
It's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah, but...
Well, they must...
Don't...
But they must make money on it. Who pays them?
Probably Medicare, Medicaid. I don't know.
Yeah, Medicare, Medicaid.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's free. So they're making money on it.
Still, yeah.
And you fell out of it. Did you go to the hospital?
No. Do you think I should?
Yeah, and I would talk to a lawyer if you got hurt.
Yeah.
I severely did. My ribs all busted.
You broke a bone?
No. My ribs busted. There's a mark on my chest.
Oh.
Well, you should go to the hospital and get checked out, and then you should call a lawyer.
Yeah, make sure you're okay.
You know, I would go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Let them take an x-ray.
Yeah.
Not with this coronavirus. Hell,
well,
you
can
go
yeah.
to a, I don't know, maybe an urgent care center?
Go to a private doctor. You have a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, go to the doctor. Tell him what happened.
Don't they have the 1-800 x-ray now?
They should. A lot of the doctors are now doing, you know, those
Well, I don't know. You probably have to make an appointment.
It depends.
But I would get checked out, and then I would, you know, you'd have a report.
I'm suing him.
Talk to an attorney.
I'm suing him.
Yeah, see if you have a case.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you know?
It malfunctioned. I was perfectly fine. I leaned over and then zoop right into the dresser.
What happened? The chair fell over?
The chair, I was leaning forward, right?
Yeah.
And the chair went with me leaning forward.
Yeah.
Ended up hitting the dresser.
Well, you definitely should check this out. I mean, it sounds horrible, you know. Sounds like that chair was defective. It wasn't made right.
Or it could have, you know, after a while, became, you know, defective after so many people renting it, you know?
Yeah, that too. You know,
yeah.
Do they check these chairs out? Do they make sure they're safe?
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
And you should see the control panel that I had to fix with...
You had to fix
duct
so much. That's crazy.
You had to tape it together?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got the chair right, and maybe 3 weeks into it, all of a sudden the basic control panel starts busting apart. I'm like, this is wonderful.
Sounds like a piece of junk.
I've had those type of chairs before, rentals.
Yeah.
They're not the prettiest.
Call the, get to the doctor, get checked out, you know, and then I would call a lawyer. Do you have a lawyer?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yes and no.
Oh, you can call Bahamundi. You know Jim?
Oh, a little bit too well.
Oh, all right. It sounds like you don't like him.
I'll tell you off the show.
All right. Anyway, call a lawyer. Call somebody else. That, you know, find out if you have a case.
I think I do.
Yeah, I would say to that you do also, but, you know, a legal thing is a whole other thing.
Yes.
But definitely get checked out. Make sure you don't have a bone bruise.
Question for you. Let's say I do sue them, right? The manufacturer and the place of the wheelchair repair. Can the wheelchair repair refuse me?
No, they can't retaliate against you for that. No. How can they retaliate? Because you bring a lawsuit?
He got disconnected. I don't know how he got disconnected or young up.
I don't know.
Oh, no. What happened?
All right. In a sight, you know, it sounds like to me that these wheelchair rental companies are taking advantage of people. I don't know. I mean, it's the first I ever heard of a rental wheelchair.
Oh, no, I've had it. But they were horrible.
Did you have any trouble with them?
Yeah. It stopped going across the street. I swear.
You had trouble,
really
too?
Bad. Yeah.
Damn.
You crossed
I wonder
the
how
street?
Many other people have had trouble.
With the rental wheelchairs? I had so many rental wheelchairs, it wasn't funny. They kept giving me new ones, you know, new rental wheelchairs, which is a kind of oxymoron. You won't ask me. And then I was going across the street with one of them, and I got stuck in the middle of the street.
But they don't give you a new chair.
No.
It's
they
used.
Say, oh, we'll give you another one. Yep. A used chair, yes.
It's a used chair.
Correct.
Wow. That's no good.
You have to clean it up. You have to do everything.
You have to clean it up?
I wouldn't trust anybody else's
cleaning. Or they do it.
They do, but I would not, once again, I would not trust anybody else's cleaning but my own. When I was, you know, I trust my aide's cleaning because I tell
them. Boy, that sounds like a new problem has emerged.
No, I had that from a while. I've had that
for
a while.
Yeah, but I never heard of it. I never heard a story like this, that, you know, the wheelchair malfunctioned and it sounds like Dan got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, if
That's
I
horrible,
would've,
man.
If I didn't have my aide with me when that wheelchair stopped in the middle of the street, I would have been run over by a car easily.
Yep. Damn. Doesn't the government, now they get paid by Medicaid and Medicare, right?
Yeah.
Don't they check these things out, the government, before the equipment
the
goes
government.
Out? They
these
should.
These are the wheelchair providers, and they say to me when
yeah,
you
but
when
they're
you get
paying these people. They're giving these people money in our name. You see what's happening here?
I know. Yeah, I know.
They should make sure.
I know.
That damn thing passes a safety test.
Safety. safety test. Oh, I wish.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I know, I wish. You know
it's
why
like
I say
giving
I wish?
Somebody a guide dog that's not trained.
Yeah, it is. It's like taking somebody's arms and legs away from them.
Damn, that
I
is
mean,
horrible.
I couldn't believe
there's another reason why we need an enforcement of the ADA. What does the ADA do about this? I bet you nothing.
Nothing. We don't have backup wheelchairs.
Wow.
We don't. We used to years and years ago when I first became disabled.
That is horrible.
I had a manual wheelchair as a backup.
Wow.
They used to provide that too.
The government is obligated. They check airplanes before they go up in the sky. Why don't they check a wheelchair before it goes to a disabled person?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would like to give...
That is a horror story.
If Danny wants to speak again, he could just, you know,
it's a
press
damn horror story.
To come back in. He got disconnected earlier. I didn't disconnect him, but all of a sudden, poof,
right.
He went away. If he'd like to speak just a second before we move on to the next person, I just want to give him that, you know,
yeah,
Dan, ability to do so.
Anything else you want to add to it? Inside
no,
Live.
He's not
open
coming
mic.
Back in. No, he
all
didn't
right.
come back in, so we'll move
so get
on
Danny,
to
get,
Louis if you'd like.
Well, hold it. Danny, get checked out. Go to the doctor. And we'll help you find a lawyer.
Yeah, we will.
There's plenty of them around.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if they'll take the case, but,
yeah.
You know, you can call my
Definitely.
Friend David. He'll tell you if you have a case.
Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. We got Louis Rivera on the line.
Yeah, here he comes.
Louie, my buddy, to advertise the Follies.
Hello.
In a sight.
Hey, Frank Pellegrino. This is Louie Rivera talking on
oh,
the phone
he's
here.
Back. How you doing, buddy?
is this Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
it?
That's her sister.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
My name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm off at the Inner Sight, Louis Rivera. And this is Frank Perino. My name is Buffy Casalvo on the line talking to Frank Perino.
Yeah.
There you go.
Buffy Casalvo. Hi, Buffy.
Buffy Casalvo. Oh, no.
Hi, Louis.
Yeah, we are, Buffy.
Yeah.
Louie, is
hello.
That your television?
Yeah, I believe
oh, hold
so.
On. I got lower
that. Yeah, can you turn that down, please?
Okay, I turn it down. Go ahead, Frank.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Frank Perino. My name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm talking to Rosanna, Rosanna Dana, about the follies you want to do on Friday night. You have specimen chops in there with the suave and all that stuff you know, going on at the same time. You know?
Suave. What is it with
no.
that suave, anyway?
He likes it, I guess.
Suave means sophisticated.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's it.
Get rid of that mask and the vaccine and all that stuff going on.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's right. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
We don't need that no more. We've all been playing the Lone Ranger too long.
That's
yeah. Right. You need hey, Frank, you need a vaccine needle.
Mm.
Who's going to get Not me.
You got to put a needle on the arm.
No, I'm not taking that stuff. I love my
Give it to Suzanne. She needs it.
Yeah, she took it.
I took it, yeah.
What, have it hurt?
Yeah.
What, the vaccine?
Yeah.
For me, needles don't hurt anymore. That's the sad part. Or actually, that's the good part. That means I could go to acupuncture. I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I enjoyed my Mother's Day on a weekend. I got my family came over. And we talked
nice.
Music.
Oh, that was good.
fun on the disco music.
Oh.
My friend's a player, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Rivera. Belated.
That's over.
It's over.
I know, but...
he wants to say happy Mother's Day.
All right, in a sight. Tell him about Friday, Lou.
Yeah, tell him.
They said it came Friday night at 8 to 9 on the Follies on Friday night on the Blog Talk Radio for Inner Sight, okay? I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm glad I returned since my eye surgery. Getting my eyes getting better so far, so good.
That's good.
That's it.
We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to talk to the Friendly Philosopher and Lauren Hardy and Jack Benny and Ralph Cramden, Sanford and Son, and
that's
many
it.
More.
As long as you don't
frolics.
Drink any more whiskey, you'll be all right.
No, bourbon.
No, bourbon?
Bourbon,
that's
yes, bourbon.
Drink.
Bourbon?
Wow, that's an older drink. Bourbon. Strong too.
Yeah, and you're drinking and make your stomach growling, you know.
It makes your stomach.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it right through the microphone. Hey, Louie, I got a question for you. Hold on.
No questions. No.
Yeah, I got one question,
you
but
help
you
me,
can
Suzanne.
Answer it.
You got
to
help
wait a
me.
Minute. You can answer it on Friday night. You don't have to answer it now.
Yeah,
what's that?
You remember Bing Crosby?
Bing Crosby? Well, the guy
Bing
Crosby show.
Yeah, when he sang, why did he go boo 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 like that? Boo 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 boo.
That's the way his
boo-boo.
That's the signature song.
There you go.
Well, you're not supposed to answer it now. You got to answer it on Friday. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's hard to answer being Crosby's trivia question.
Yeah, we're gonna find out the secret about Bing Crosby on Friday night. Why he went boo 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 boo.
All right.
Friday night, tune in. Inner Sight, the Follies.
Okay.
Who's gonna tell us, Lou or you, or both of you?
Well, we're both gonna analyze it.
Oh, okay.
Hello, my name is Bing Crosby. This is my family, the Crosby family. About a minute in orange juice of the bold drink in the West, you know.
All right.
I know
all right,
the Christmas
Lou.
Song by
All right,
okay.
Lou.
Hey, Frank and Suzanne.
Yeah.
Tour in Friday at 8 to 9 on the Follies on Inner Sight Follies.
All right.
I want to do Rosanna, Dana,
I'll be
Pat
here.
Cooper.
God willing, I'll be here.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah. Good night,
you,
Frank
glad
and Suzanne.
Back. Glad you're back.
Okay. Glad you're back is right. All right. Here goes.
Take care.
All right. Open mic.
Take care.
Inner Sight. And for me...
Yeah, Maureen, when you're done.
Yeah, for me, a new revelation here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Another blow against the disabled. Rented wheelchairs that malfunction.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the hell's going on here? When is this all going to end?
It doesn't.
These wheelchairs obviously are not tested, are not checked, are not certified,
mm-hmm.
you know? Now, I'll tell you something. If I was in a wheelchair I would want a wheelchair that you could put a bomb under and it won't get damaged.
You go. I know.
Damn right. That's my life, man. That's my movement. That's me.
That's right.
And that's how
next
the damn
wheelchair.
Thing should be made.
Next wheelchair I get, I have to wait 7 years for this stupidity. And
it
the next
be
wheelchair.
All steel.
I know.
Steel. Well, you can't blow it up, you can't damage it, and so on and so forth. You know?
Well.
They used to make cars like that in the 50s.
Yeah, all steel. Yeah.
Hmm.
My wheelchair was all steel. One of them, and it broke.
The old, you what?
One of my wheelchairs broke, and it was all steel.
How long did you have it?
That particular one, just 3 years, so I had to wait with the rented wheelchair.
How come it broke? What happened?
It was actually the transit people's fault at the time. The subway door closed on it.
Subway door hit it and it broke?
Yeah. And I got stuck in the doorway and everybody was screaming to get me out.
It doesn't sound like that was steel. How could the door break it if it was steel? I don't understand.
Because they started to move they were about to start to move the train, and I started feeling them move the train, and I was screaming, and everybody was trying to get me into the
Yeah, but wait a minute. It hit the arm, right?
No, it hit the wheel.
Well, the wheel wasn't
and then the
steel.
Frame. Yeah.
Wheels have rubber on them.
Yes, but the steel, the frame, that steel. Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know. When you say all steel, I don't know how, you know.
Yeah, it was.
Because steel is very strong.
He said to me, titanium is actually stronger and lighter. We have wheelchairs with titanium, you know, and that was supposed to be the wheelchair with titanium. So, but that wasn't the wheelchair with titanium. So they, you know, didn't give me what I had asked for on the order that I had originally gotten for the
well,
my power chair.
These things should be tested more thoroughly. That I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They should be tested with every kind of shock that you could imagine. You know, because you're dealing with somebody's life, you know.
Now,
and
my
also they should have in a case like that where you're caught in a train door, that wheel that chair should have had an alarm on it and alerted people.
Yeah.
A loud alarm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If it wasn't for the passengers inside screaming, and I was right next to the conductor's door, oh, you're stuck, was her answer. I swear I was ready to, you know, up and punch her at that point. I didn't want to, but just because of the reaction, I was stuck in the door. And she just said, oh, it's you. I mean, I really was ready, angry, you know, at that point. You just risked my life. Yeah.
Crazy. Anyway, these chairs need to be treated a lot better and checked out and you know, put through tests and all that. Let's take another phone call.
Yep.
Inner Sight Live.
Maureen
from Queens. Open mic.
Hey, Maureen.
One second, guys. Hi. On the turn down, I was listening to the Mets, too. So.
Yeah, what's the score?
I don't think there's any score. I just went back out from I was in my room, but I don't think there's any score again yet. I mean, yeah, they're playing the Orioles.
Yeah,
I was in here doing something, and I had just gone outside. Then you called me, so I came back in. So.
Okay.
Didn't have time to turn down the radio, so. I came in here. so I just mainly am calling in to say hi tonight. Move your head. Yeah. Dan, John, and Lisa. Sorry, Susan.
I said it's
all
okay.
All right, in the sight, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Open mic.
Yeah, so.
What's up? How's your mom?
Oh, she's doing good. She's doing good. She'll be doing better soon, too.
Yeah, she'll be real
happy about getting out of that place.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Oh,
yep.
That must be good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God. So it was a long, hard battle, but I still have to have some. You know, those ones that Sydney are, they're really incompetent. I told you the one that in the her, you know, transition, then haven't heard from her since Tuesday. I called the person over her. Oh, now the other one, the original one from years ago, was supposed to call me after 3:30. Never heard. This is why people die before they get out. So I'm wondering if I even need them, you know? Maybe I'll just drop them and go to someone else, you know, for the, you know, the subsidy thing and the furniture thing. Maybe they don't have to get involved. Maybe I can go elsewhere, you know?
Oh, no, I don't know, because you need the money. That's the problem.
Yeah, but
and
aren't there
the
other...
to get the money.
Aren't there other agencies who can do that? They're not the only one, I'm sure. You know?
I mean, which agency? The,
stick with them. Don't let them off the hook.
Don't let them off the hook.
Yeah, but they don't bother answering or calling back anyway. So what am I wasting my time with?
Make a ride over
there. Keep calling them.
Keep calling them or make a ride
over there. I do keep calling them. I do keep calling them, and I just keep getting aggravated, and they don't help in any way, shape, or form. So there's got to be other agencies who can do the same thing they're doing, or not doing, right?
Well, if you don't hear anything by Thursday, we'll call them together.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, it's just ridiculous, you know, and then
you
to tell people someone's, yeah, someone's going to call you after 3:30, and then they don't bother, you know?
Yeah, because they don't know what else to say to you at that point. You know?
No, there's nothing they can say because they know they messed up big time. And what can you say? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but so she passed.
I had the same thing with the, I had the same thing with the independent living people out here. They were sponsoring the show. They dropped out, and they never called me with an explanation.
Well,
yeah
they're
sad.
All the same, I guess. I guess they're all the same, those independent places, you know?
Damn right, they're all the same. They use us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Exactly.
Sure,
that's
they're
all they
the
do.
Same.
Yeah, that's all they do is use people. They don't help them, but they use them, that's for certain.
They use us to make money.
Oh, they use us plenty.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway,
you
listen, we got to get out of here, but...
Oh, all right, okay. All right.
I'll check in with you on Thursday.
Okay, great. All right, I'll be calling before then anyway on the show. So, yeah. Okay, I'll listen.
Yeah.
In his sight.
Okay.
Take care.
Open
Take
mic.
Care.
I want to thank all our listeners, our callers, and everybody out there who believes in Inner Sight. We appreciate it. Suzanne, co-host engineer, be with
You're
you
welcome.
Tomorrow night. Subject, the politicians, and here's a good example of it. The politicians allow the agencies to abuse us.
Yeah, they do.
When you call them for help, they don't even call you back. I got the proof, world. And I'll give it to you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right. So, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 phone number. Thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.